As far as the dean's position, mm-hmm. do you have a philosophy about working with middle schoolers? It's a tough age to work with, and how you go about doing that, and what are some of the key aspects mm-hmm. you think of the job?
A couple key aspects. One of my own philosophies is called the do-right rule, and it's something that you think about before you make a choice that could bring you into a tough situation. And if the choice that you make is going to be doing right, then by means that's probably the right thing to do. But a lot of times the age group gets a lot of challenges, gets into situations that they might not know what the best answer is or the best choice is. I'm big on respect. I love teaching students how to give respect and how to receive respect, not just what the definition of the word respect is. And I've implemented that into my physical education programs, where I have a 10-point character system that I use in teaching, not just teaching physical education, but teaching life skills. And another part of my philosophy is creating relationships. I love creating relationships with students and other people, so that we can get to know on a different level. And that's how I think you earn the respect of students in both in any situation. That way it kind of goes back and forth from the student to the teacher and teacher to the student.
I'm sure you're well aware bullying is always an issue in school, and particularly middle school is a tough time that way. And how do you go about, or how would you go about dealing with bullying as an issue in school?
The typical issues with bullying, have the bullying assembly, that type of thing. And I think it goes a little deeper into you have to understand where the so-called bully is coming from, whether it be male or female in any situation. I think you need to understand where they're coming from and kind of dig a little deeper than just kind of talking about it and kind of say that, we covered bullying just over a big community meeting or a big meeting with the students. I think you need to get to know who the individual is and work at it from that source. Get to know the person that's doing all of that bullying, so to speak, and kind of figure out why they're expressing themselves in that way. I'm big on safety. That's one of my number one things with everything that I do is student safety. I think every student has a right to be safe in the school environment, and that's what we strive for. And if we start messing around with student safety, that's when we need to step in a little deeper and make sure we remedy that real quick.
Well, that brings discipline too, is obviously a big part of a dean's job in the middle school, how do you approach that in dealing with kids that age?
I think with kids that age, one thing you need to realize is that sometimes they can't operate on the same adult conversation level that you and I are probably having right now. Showing the kids the respect and making sure that you communicate well with them. I think when you put a middle school student out in front of their peers, so to speak, in a terms of embarrassing them or putting them on the spot, I think you'd kind of lose respect for them. I think the respect needs to go both ways in that, and when you kind of treat them with respect and you kind of communicate well with them, you can have a great relationship, find out more than what they do just besides come to school every day, because I'm sure a lot of them do a lot of other stuff on the weekends. Some of them are very creative, and I think if you get involved with their lives, not just at the school level but outside in the community, I think you create that great relationship with them. That way you can have those conversations with those students and give them options. If they do have disciplinary actions that have to be taken care of, I think you go through with the disciplinary action, but then you also give them choices and give them scenarios on how better they could have reacted in those situations.